വെൽക്കം ടു SBS മലയാളം റേഡിയോ. മിസ്റ്റർ മനോജ് കുമാർ,
താങ്ക് യു.
ഇതുവരെ ഒരു ഇന്ത്യൻ വംശജനും ഓസ്ട്രേലിയൻ ജനപ്രതിനിധി സഭയിലേക്ക് തെരഞ്ഞെടുക്കപ്പെട്ടിട്ടില്ല. ഇത്തവണ അതിനൊരു മാറ്റം ഉണ്ടാകുമെന്ന് താങ്കൾ പ്രതീക്ഷിക്കുന്നുണ്ടോ?
Yes, like I don't know what's going on in Australia, all Australia-wide, because the both party are going neck to neck. However, in Menzies, our opponent who has been there since near about 20 years, people wants a change irrespective of what party you are. They wants a new face who could add creativity and more innovation and good hard work into the area, rather just one person going since last 20 years and they lost interest to serve the community. They are just enjoying the community, because in 20 years definitely people lose the interest.
പക്ഷേ മെൻസിസ് ഒരു ഉറച്ച ലിബറൽ സീറ്റായാണ് അറിയപ്പെടുന്നത്. താങ്കളുടെ എതിർ സ്ഥാനാർത്ഥിയായ കെവിൻ ആൻഡ്രൂസ് ആകട്ടെ ശക്തനായ സ്ഥാനാർത്ഥിയെന്നും.
In democracy, every candidate is strong. We can't say the candidate is strong, but the people of the electorate, they are strong. And they have to decide who should go to the parliament and who should not. So it's up to the people to decide. And as I said, people have lot of views and they have already mentioned that lot of people that they want a new and fresh candidate to serve Menzies. So let's see, the decision is going to be held on 7th of September, whether they want to continue with the existing candidate or they want to go with a new candidate.
ദേശീയ തലത്തിൽ ചിന്തിക്കുകയാണെങ്കിൽ ഈ തെരഞ്ഞെടുപ്പിൽ ലേബർ പാർട്ടിക്ക് എത്രത്തോളം സാധ്യതകളുണ്ട്?
As a whole, we are going neck to neck and definitely Australian people are, as you said, more important than some news poll and some owner of the newspaper sitting in some another part of the world and putting things on the newspaper. This, it is the people who decide the government. It is the people who elect the government, whether they elect Liberal, they elect Labor or whoever. It is not the newspaper which is going to decide the government. Yes, they always try to influence the people, but the people are not foolish. They know to whom they have to vote, and they know who is really care for education, who is really care for health, who is really care for like jobs in the community, who really care for the, you know, like bigger section of the society, financially elderly people, and they will vote accordingly.
താങ്കൾ ഇക്കാര്യം പറയുമ്പോൾ ഒരു സംശയം ഉയരുന്നുണ്ട്. അഭിപ്രായ വോട്ടെടുപ്പും പത്ര റിപ്പോർട്ടുകളും പരിഗണിച്ച് തന്നെയാണ് ലേബർ പാർട്ടി നേരത്തെ പ്രധാനമന്ത്രിയെ മാറ്റിയത്. ഇപ്പോൾ താങ്കൾ പറയുന്നു അത് കണക്കിലെടുക്കാൻ കഴിയില്ല എന്ന്. കെവിൻ റെഡിന്റെ മടങ്ങിവരവ് ലേബറിന് കാര്യമായി ഗുണമൊന്നും ചെയ്തില്ല എന്നതല്ലേ സത്യം?
Okay, it's a good question and a lot of people asking the question. The thing is that it's a poll, like what I said you before. The poll influenced the people. The poll influenced the people, but the influence is only before election. The day when people go for the election, they vote on the reality. There is a two part. We talks different, but when people go for the voting, they really vote to whom they want to come in the power. Now the question, yes, the poll was not in the favor of our ex-Prime Minister, Miss Gillard, and that is why people were more they brought the Kevin Rudd. As Prime Minister Kevin Rudd also mentioned that our opposition had created too much fears among the community, especially on the financial side, or too many debt, border are not protected, this and that. But nothing is there in Australia. Now people are watching. Our border is protected. We are very good triple rating country. Our export is okay. Everything is going fine. So it was like, you know, the situation which opposition has made against Gillard was like that. You don't have any disease, but the people sometimes psychologically thinks, oh, we have too many disease. So they have created among the people like that. But when Kevin Rudd came, see, the winning and losing of election, we don't know. It's in the people. But he brought the concept of positive thought and positiveness among the people.
എല്ലാം നന്നായി പോകുന്നു എന്ന് താങ്കൾ പറയുമ്പോൾ സാമ്പത്തിക സ്ഥിതിയും കണക്കിലെടുക്കേണ്ടതുണ്ട്. മറ്റു രാജ്യങ്ങളുമായി താരതമ്യം ചെയ്ത് മാത്രമല്ല ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയുടെ തന്നെ പഴയകാല സ്ഥിതി കൂടി അതുമായി കൂടി താരതമ്യം ചെയ്യേണ്ടതുണ്ട്. അങ്ങനെ താരതമ്യം ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ ഇപ്പോൾ ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയുടെ സ്ഥിതി മോശം തന്നെയല്ലേ?
Okay, you have asked again good question. This is the question going everywhere and since years and years. Now, it is not like before. Even Australia is good, but the Australian economy has to be influenced by external element like American economy, Chinese economy, Indian economy. If one country is going European economy, so the Australian economy dependent upon different other economy. So even we are going better, if other economy is not going better, it is influencing us. If you remember previous time like John Howard and all, the world economy was very stable, pretty stable. So most of the country, including Australia, they enjoyed better economic return. However, as you know and you might appreciate, when Kevin Rudd became Prime Minister in 2007 first time, 2008 and 2009, it was a tough economic situation worldwide. And Kevin Rudd brought the concept of a stimulus package and he helped Australia to get out of recession. So that was the situation has not come during the John Howard time like people are claiming we have not much debt and we were quite pretty economics. That's fine. But according to situation, because the economy is changing every day, so you have to make a decision according to that.
ശ്രീ മനോജ് കുമാർ, താങ്കളെ കുറിച്ച് കൂടി ഒരു ചോദ്യം. ഇന്ത്യയിലായിരുന്നപ്പോൾ താങ്കൾ വിദ്യാർത്ഥി രാഷ്ട്രീയത്തിൽ സജീവമായി പ്രവർത്തിച്ചിരുന്നാണ് ഞാൻ മനസ്സിലാക്കുന്നത്. ഇന്ത്യൻ രാഷ്ട്രീയവും ഓസ്ട്രേലിയൻ രാഷ്ട്രീയവും പ്രവർത്തനം തമ്മിലുള്ള വ്യത്യാസം എങ്ങനെയാണ് താങ്കൾക്ക് അനുഭവപ്പെടുന്നത്?
Thinks politics is like a luxury in India. They think politics is like a power. They use in that way. But coming back to Australia, here the people take politics not as a power, not as a, like, you know, very good prestige. They take politics like opportunity to serve the people. Here the politicians are very simple. They go, it's a totally different way of dealing. Politicians coming alone, driving their car, going again 100 kilometers to attend another function. It's not like you have 10 car up and down behind you. It's not like that. So totally concept is different.
Thank you, Mr. Manoj Kumar, for talking to SBS Malayalam Radio.
Thank you.